In an intriguing development, the sea ice surrounding Antarctica has grown to a record for the third year in a row. Sea ice refers to the floes and icebergs around the Antarctic continent, not the ice sheets on the land itself. Researchers at the Antarctic Climate and Ecosystems Cooperative Research Centre in Hobart say it might seem surprising, but they argue it doesn't negate the reality of global warming. Brendan Trembath asked Dr. Guy Williams of the centre's ice team about the latest satellite imagery.
What we're seeing from the satellites is the extent or the coverage of Antarctic sea ice around Antarctica. That is, the amount of ocean around Antarctica that has a very thin layer of sea ice on top of it.
And it's increased to a record maximum. To what extent is this at odds with the prevailing view, the view of many scientists, that the world is warming because of industrialisation?
I wouldn't say it's at odds with any of the climate science that's around. It's certainly at odds with perhaps public perception of what you might expect in a warming climate. The climate scientists have known for a while, or suspected for a while, that Antarctic sea ice would respond differently to the Arctic system, say, where there has been a rapid decline in response to global warming.
Why is it then that this mass of ice floating in the sea is increasing?
Well, we have a number of reasons to suspect that this would occur in a warming climate. I think for some time now, more than a decade, scientists have thought that perhaps with a warming atmosphere you'll get more moisture content and eventually more precipitation or snowfall in the Southern Ocean. And what that does is that freshens the surface of the ocean, which actually freezes quicker than salty water. And it also puts a lens on the surface of the ocean, if you like, which blocks the heat from below coming up, again, which helps sea ice form. We also understand now that the winds around Antarctica are increasing in strength and also their southerly intensity as well. And one of the fascinating things about living on a rotating sphere is that an increasing westerly wind will actually drive the ocean and the sea ice northwards. So increasing winds gives greater extent of sea ice.
So it's not just temperature that's a factor in the creation of sea ice.
That's right. Another important thing is salinity. And I guess the third lead suspect in this whole thing is increased meltwater from the Antarctic ice sheet. The Antarctic ice sheet is losing mass. We know that very clearly. And that freshwater input to the ocean is, again, another source of enhanced sea ice formation. Well, the huge Antarctic ice sheet, the kilometres of ice that we have on top of there, which, you know, is the really big problem in terms of future sea level rise, is losing mass as it is in the Arctic. So predominantly around the edge, coastal regions through interactions with a warming ocean.
What does it mean for shipping?
Well, it's part of what they need to take into account when they travel to the bases or when tourism operators are working around Antarctica. The important thing to remember here is we're just talking about extent, so we have no real information about the thickness of the ice from this satellite information, and that's something that they will need to also take into consideration when looking at their operations.
At the moment, are there any physical measurements of ice thickness?
The only measurements we have is from shipboard observations during specific research missions to go down, which are very infrequent.
And how do those work?
Well, there's a couple of ways. Traditionally, we've looked out the side of the icebreaker as it's made its way through the ice and made a visual estimate of the thickness of the floes that break to the side of the ship. On specific sea ice research missions, we'll get off and drill through the ice floes. And the big development in the last year or two has been autonomous underwater robots or small submarines that we can send around to measure the thickness with much greater accuracy over bigger scales.
Dr. Guy Williams from the University of Tasmania with Brendan Trembath.